welcome back, and it's a real pleasure to have Mitch Henderson back with us tonight on our Monday. Mitch, back from a week off. How are we doing, Mitch? Glad to have you back.
Oh, I'm doing good. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Okay. The world is not doing well. We don't know where Pelosi is right now. We know she's drinking and taking meds, but she may fly into Taiwan on a commercial airliner rather than Air Force Two, which would be a kind of a chess move against the Chinese, so they couldn't bring down Air Force Two, because it's full of the... if she flies commercially, it'd be full of civilians. So we'll see. It's a game. It's all a game. But it's a very deadly game at that. The Ukes, in the meantime, are dropping hundreds of anti-personnel mines all over the city of Donetsk. They're doing a lot of things. And more, Mitch, more and more red lines are being crossed by the Ukes on the Russians.
Daily.
And I'm wondering when Putin is going to take the gloves off. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's coming fast. So tonight, this is the Empire of Lies Part 3, okay? I'm going to be harsh, but I want to remind everybody that I was 28 years an American Army soldier. I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, 5 years a policeman, a year in the corrections, working for corrections, taking the same oath, okay? But I took this oath very seriously, okay? What made America special is that it created a government that was supposed to secure the life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness of its citizens. It was not created to become the ruler of the world, okay? That's not what it was, okay? Instead of protecting us, this government is our enemy, and it is going to destroy us economically, maybe even physically. Okay, so I want to remind everybody that that I am on the side of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Okay, I love what those documents provide for us. Okay,
yes.
It's a wonderful thing. Okay,
right.
But it's not
right.
What we have now. We don't have that anymore. Okay,
nope.
So previously we talked about the false narratives of the medical industry because modern medicine was used as a tool of genocide, outright lying and deception about COVID. And used to suspend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights indefinitely and establish a medical authoritarian police state. We talked about the false narrative that the USA is the best military in the world. We are told this so we don't worry about the consequence of a foreign policy that is more about corruption than anything else and is totally delusional. We are facing war in Ukraine because... they paid the Biden family over $20 million in China because they bought the Biden family for $30 million. Is it a coincidence that war would arise in both Ukraine and China within the first 2 years of the pedophile Marxist Biden regime? The military is touted as world's best to misdirect people from the disaster that DEI, or diversity, equity, and inclusion, social engineering has wrought in our military. What DEI means is that Black, Hispanic, and LGBT plus and female soldiers all have different standards. For example, white soldiers get a dishonorable discharge for adultery or paying a prostitute along with prison time. Black soldiers doing the exact same thing are allowed to do it because it is integral to their culture. Females can commit adultery without fear of or jail time. A white male soldier will get a dishonorable discharge in prison time for doing the same. So this is actually the opposite of equality and justice. Okay, men are supposed to be faithful to their wives and have one wife their whole life. Females have feminist values, which means they can commit adultery with impunity, and they are expected to rent males for as long as they wish to. Sexual harassment is forbidden and a career ender unless you are a gay man sexually harassing a straight man or a lesbian woman sexually harassing a straight woman. This is equity, which is defined by its inequality. Like George Orwell said in Animal Farm, his criticism of Marxism in practice, some animals are more equal than others.
Yeah, yeah.
last weekend, I talked to some Marine Corps and Army recruiters who told me that they are discouraged from listening and enlisting straight white males. But when they go on recruiting drives, they talk to straight white men who tell them that the military is unjust and unfair. They cannot hit on a woman because it offends them. The gay men may make sexual advances to them with impunity. Our perverted, immoral, and cultural Marxist military is hailed as the best, so the brass can say, it works in the military, so it will work in society at large. It is a house of cards. These people have never won a war. We talked about the false narrative of critical race theory that is so essential to both the Great Reset and the Great Replacement agenda. It is a philosophy of revenge pornography, of racial and ethnic hatred, and hyperbolic culture of grievance as justification for the extinction of merit and ability in government and commerce. Then we talked about climate change as being the effort by a profiting few to starve and freeze the masses of the earth. Chicken Little saying the sky is falling so that a humanity will commit mass suicide by believing these idiots who push this false narrative. So tonight I'm going to talk about the false narrative of the Ukraine war, because people need the truth, okay?
Yeah.
Everything our government and the mainstream media tells you about the war in Ukraine is a lie. It is not a vital interest of the USA, and certainly not any kind of defense of democracy. Ukraine has been a kleptocracy from the beginning. A kleptocracy, for anybody who doesn't know, is a thief state, sort of like our country. In the West, proving ground for the Great Reset or shock economics that the Marxist Democratic Party of the USA wanted to impose on Russia but failed to do so. Our government and news media treat us like we have not followed the news for the past quarter of a century, so they can convince us to accept nuclear extermination for the cause of Ukrainian democracy that does not, in fact, exist. Ukrainians want to be free from the Zionist dictator Zelensky, so much so that the United States wants to provide protection for Zelensky. Putin has said that under no circumstances would they assassinate Zelensky and will not even target him for death by military means. So who is the USA wanting to protect Zelensky from? From the Ukrainian people that hate his guts. Okay. But let us start at the beginning. In 1989, George H.W. Bush spoke with Mikhail Gorbachev about the reunification of East and West Germany. The question was whether a unified Germany should be in the Warsaw Pact or NATO. Bush promised the Soviet Union that if it unified Germany was in NATO, NATO would not move one inch to the east, and no NATO forces or weapons would be stationed in what was East Germany. This is documented. This is truth. This is documented. This is available. Okay. On July 1st, 1991, the Warsaw Pact formally disbanded because the Cold War between the USSR, Warsaw Pact, and NATO was officially over. Only NATO did not disband. It is in the Russian soul to worry about being invaded. Russia is mostly flat land that hordes such as Genghis Khan, Attila, and the Hun swept across and conquered, murdering the people and destroying everything. Then the invasions of Napoleon and Hitler in modern times. What saved Russia both times was the vast territories of Belarus and Ukraine. This is the basis for Russia, Belarus, and Ukraine signing the Commonwealth of Independent States as the basis for Russian, Belarus, and Ukrainian independence. It was signed on December 1, 1991. Only Ukraine did not ratify this agreement, meaning that the Ukrainian claims that saved Russia from Napoleon and Hitler was no longer a part of Russian defense. To explain the Marxist Democratic Party's hatred for Russia, it stems from Russia's disobedience to the U.S. Marxist Democratic Party. Boris Yeltsin became the president of Russia in 1991. The Democratic Party helped with his election. To control Yeltsin, the USA started a war in Chechnya in 1994-95. Clinton had the CIA send terrorists guns and money to destabilize Russia by making them dependent on us for help. Thus, this I have personal knowledge of. Russia got its butt kicked in Chechnya. So Yeltsin wanted to bomb Grozny, the capital of Chechnya, into submission. Clinton wagged his finger at him and said no. Losing the war for Chechnya, is what the Democratic USA did in Russia to destroy its economy and impoverished the people. This is called shock doctrine. A small group of elitists working with Western multinationals basically looted the economy and made everybody but the elites impoverished. This was Russia's great reset moment. The U.S. advisors to Yeltsin said that this will level the population and allow a reset of the economy. In other words, impoverish them. By 1996, yeah. Yeltsin's approval rating was 5%. The Democratic Party USA sent campaign managers, propagandists, and millions of dollars to Russia to get Yeltsin to reelected because he was their puppet and they had not destroyed Russia enough to start a Build Back Better program. Yeltsin was an alcoholic and his health was failing. He picked his prime minister, who was selected and approved by the Clinton administration, to be the Democratic USA's next puppet. To control Putin, the USA and CIA funded and supplied the Islamic rebels in Dagestan and then in Chechnya. The terrorism was horrific, including murdering hundreds of American school children in Beslan. America, you paid for the murder of those kids. You paid for Americans to have their throat slits and be beheaded in Chechnya, okay, aid workers and stuff. Once again, information that I have personal knowledge about, but has been well published in many articles and books. I'm not just saying this. It's everywhere. But Putin has his foot down and aggressively attacked the Chechens against Bill Clinton's wishes. Also in 19, he did this right as Putin became president. He did this, okay? Also in 1999, NATO, without UN permission, attacked Serbia by an air campaign, bombing much and destroying Serbia so that they could put NATO troops in Kosovo. Then the United States said that Kosovo was an independent nation. What NATO did was against international law and the UN Charter. The UN, to this day, does not recognize Kosovo's independence. In 1999, NATO also admitted Poland, Czech Republic, and Hungary into the alliance against their earlier promise not to. The imperial NATO was expanding its empire. An alliance that said it was defensive had expanded its control into Croatia, Bosnia, and Serbia by initiating the war. NATO was an aggressor alliance, and it was clear to all. Putin made sure the first peacekeepers to arrive in Kosovo were Russians. Now the Democratic Party of the USA hatred for Patron because he stood up to them, crushed the Chechens, and made massive improvements to the economy, slowly confiscating the wealth of the Russian oligarchs who had impoverished the people with American help. Putin put a stop to the looting of Russia by Americans. Compare America now under the pedophile Marxist Biden regime and the dive we have seen in our economy take in just 2 years with what Putin did for Russia after he came to power. He did this against the wishes of the Marxist Democratic Party of the United States. Okay, so in 1999, the gross domestic product of Russia was $195 billion. In 2013, it was $2.113 trillion. In other words, it increased by 10 times. GDP per person was $1,329 in 1999, and it increased 10 times to $14,810 per person. Inflation was 38.55% in 1999. Putin brought it down to 6.55%, minus six times reduction, okay, by 2013. Gold and foreign reserves were only $13.6 billion. Now they're $511 billion. That's 40 times the foreign reserves, gold's foreign
wow.
reserves.
Yeah, yeah.
The national debt was 78% of GDP in 1999. Putin brought that down to 8% of GDP, a six times reduction by 2013. Personal income was $1,552 rubles in 1999, and by 2013, he brought it up to 29,940 rubles. So that's a 20-time improvement in personal income of the Russians. Where would Russia be today if they obeyed the Marxist Democratic Party? Life has improved for Russians drastically under Putin. Don't you think his people like him? They do. It is the power of practically improving people's life over Western Marxist ideology. Remember, the Russians found out firsthand how Marxism does not work. Now it's America's turn to experience Marxism. How do you like it? Is your life better? In 1991, Georgia became independent, but fighting between Georgians and Abkhazians and South Ossetians got very bloody. The president was overthrown. Edward Shevardnadze became president in 1999. He was the USSR's last foreign minister. He was reelected in 2000. Georgia was a CIA staging ground to help the Chechen terrorists. Michael Saakashvili, supported by the USA, overthrew the legally elected president of Georgia and at the behest of the CIA. This was also Victoria Nuland's operation called the, quote, Rose Revolution. The purpose of the Rose Revolution was to make Georgia a puppet of the Democratic Party USA. Georgia allied itself with the West. Saakashvili decided to invade South Ossetia and take it back. They attacked Russian peacekeepers so that war was on, and Georgia lost South Ossetia and Abkhazia to independence with Russian help. Georgia declared that it wanted to join NATO and the EU. In 2004, NATO admitted Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Slovakia, Romania, Bulgaria, and Slovenia. This almost completed NATO's conquest of the Warsaw Pact nations and put NATO directly on Russia's border, all in spite of NATO's promise to never do this. In 2009, Albania and Croatia was admitted to NATO. In 2017, Montenegro was admitted to NATO. And in 2020, North Macedonia was admitted to NATO. NATO's conquest of Europe was almost complete. At any rate, in 2004, Viktor Yanukovych ran for president of Ukraine but lost in a rigged election. He served as prime minister under the winner. Yanukovych was elected president in 2010. Victoria Nuland and the CIA engineered the, quote, Revolution of Dignity, or Euromaidan Rebellion, in 2013, when the legally elected president of Ukraine, Yanukovych, began moving away from an association agreement that had been in the works with the European Union and instead chose to establish closer ties with the Russian Federation. A violent coup overthrew Yanukovych in February 2014, a coup planned and executed by the United States to install a pro-Western government. John Mearsheimer, a U.S. university professor, even called it a coup, while the media portrayed it as a revolution for freedom. Words matter. After the overthrow of Yanukovych, protesters in the Donbass did not accept the undemocratic coup and took up arms to defend the Donbass from the Ukrainians. At the same time, Russia seized the Crimea, which was always Russian and was given by Soviet dictator Khrushchev to Ukraine in 1954 when he was drunk. Khrushchev was ethnic Ukrainian. The Donetsk and Luhansk declared independence. In 2015, at the Minsk summit, brokered by France, Germany and the UN and Ukraine agreed to, it was France, Germany, and the UN and Ukraine, agreed to the Minsk protocol, including withdrawing heavy weapons from the Donbass front, which the Russians did, but the Ukrainians did not do. Withdrawal of all foreign troops, which Russia did, but Ukraine invited NATO troops in to train the Ukrainian army. And the Ukrainian government promised to talk to the rebel leaders in Donetsk and Luhansk to give them an autonomous status within Ukraine. The Ukrainians never talked to the rebels and instead started attacks and bombings in the Donbass. Zelensky said that they never intended to abide by the Minsk Accords and instead that used that time to build up its military forces. The West sanctioned Russia for taking Crimea back and for helping the rebels in the Donbass. Russia spent the intervening years building up its military forces and insulating itself against Western economies and sanctions. Who are the bad guys here? Finally, after bullying by the pedophile Marxist Biden regime, who is owned by Ukraine, encouraged application of Ukraine to NATO and the EU. Ukraine kept artillery attacks on the Donbass up. Putin had enough with all the Western deal breakers, grew impatient with Ukraine's refusal to abide by the Minsk Accords, and recognize the independence of the Donetsk Republic, People's Republic, and the Luhansk People's Republic, and conducted a special military operation to liberate the Donbass. Keep in mind, Russia has not declared war on Ukraine. Russia has not mobilized its military. It's mobilized its strategic nuclear forces, but not its military. Okay? So who started World War III? We did, and we are not done yet. Okay? In other words, everything the government tells you is a damned lie. Okay? So let me get into how the West is falling apart. Okay? So Russia is united, and the everyday Russian backs and respects their military because they deserve it. While the West is frantically reacting to Russia and China, those nations are moving on. Russia and Iran had a meeting in June where they decided to turn up the heat on the West and have decided to join together to build a new world order. This is a quote, new world order where traditionalist societies can live their own way instead of having woke, decadent values and morally decadent lifestyle shoved down their throat at the tip of a bayonet. Russia wants to spearhead the decolonization of the world. For example, why does China and India have to pay the price for oil that the USA dictates? Why is Russia and China trade any business of the USA's? Why is anything outside the USA any business whatsoever of the USA? And how does that, how is that in the interest of the American people? It is, in a statement from a summit, they asked, why should any colonized nation go back to their ex-lovers who raped them for centuries? They are talking here of the neocolonialism, which is economic in character. After all, if you control somebody's wallet, you control them completely. What does the West want to put? Why does the West want to push its morally decadent values on the rest of the world? Colonization is marketing. They need to have sexually perverted, morally decadent cultures so they will buy our music, our movies, and our clothing styles. Why? Because the West is a post-industrial service economy. President Raisi at the summit said, quote, the U.S. has, he's the president of Iran, the U.S. has a detrimental effect on the entire global economy with its annoying unilateral sanctions and expects all nations to fall into lockstep. America means obedience to an arrogant superpower who uses the power to promote evil and suffering of all humanity. No, CNN does not want you to hear this. Fox News does not even want you to hear this. Russia has already decided on a new map for Europe. Dmitry Medvedev revealed last week, he even said that Western analysts agree that this will be the new map of Europe. Hungary, which detests the Ukraine and has not given one dime to them, will take Zakarpattia province. Romania will take two provinces, and Poland will take the seven most western provinces of Ukraine because they were historically a part of Poland. Ukraine will be reduced to just Kiev province. Putin is talking about revolutionary change coming. He says that only truly sovereign states will succeed after the coming enormous geopolitical transformations. This is a tell, folks. Putin is signaling the nuclear war to come. Putin defines sovereignty as freedom of national development, and thus of each person individually, as well as the technological, educational, and viability of the states with a nationally oriented civil society. There, the standards and quality of people's lives, the protection of the traditional values, as opposed to some woke, arbitrary international conformity and oppressive obedience to the global elites. Despite attempts by the Western elites to preserve the existing world order, the coming changes are irreversible. This is another tell. How can Putin know this? Because he has the thermonuclear power to make it happen.
Correct. Okay? Yeah.
So in Ukraine, public officials do not trust the Ukrainian people. They hunt suspected traitors down and torture them to implicate their neighbors who will be summarily executed. The Ukrainian Ukrainian people hate and despise Zelensky. Polls and interviews found that the vast majority of Ukrainians look at Zelensky as an incompetent and corrupt. The numbers climb daily. This hatred is so obvious that the pedophile Marxist Biden regime wants to send about 60 men to protect him. Notice it is not one or two bodyguards, but he needs at least 60 bodyguards. France has sent 12 Caesar self-propelled howitzers to Ukraine. Self-propelled means that it's mounted on a vehicle. Towed artillery is to be hooked up to a truck to move. It's like a trailer hitch. Sure. Ukrainian forces on the front lines last week sold two of them to the Russian troops. Okay. So the Russians use megaphones to tell Ukrainian troops that they will pay good money for any foreign weapons sent to them. They have lots of takers. Russian intelligence is excellent. The Ukrainian people know where weapons cases are and where important Ukrainian military meetings are at. Sometimes they give this information to Russia for free. They don't even want any money for it because they hate the Ukrainian government. And sometimes the people are waiting in line to sell vital Ukrainian military secrets to the Russians. The governor of Mykolaiv province, Vitaly Kim, stated on July 24th that all of the Ukrainian people in his province are Russian spies and saboteurs. Ukrainian soldiers that are retreating offer safe passage out of towns that Russians are about to take, and the Ukrainian army gets no takers. The Ukrainians want to be liberated by the Russians. Russia offered Ukrainians Russian passports, and they have so many takers that the Ukrainian army is told to execute any Ukrainian with a Russian passport on the spot. This is a war crime, people. After the decree by the satanic Zionist Zelensky regime, more Ukrainians applied for Russian passports, not less. To the Western media, Zelensky is a national hero. To the Ukrainians, he is a corrupt, sexually perverted autocrat. Morale in the Ukrainian army is non-existent. Morale among Ukrainians is non-existent. Zelensky has had to fire his chief of intelligence and many of his defense officials and military commanders. Even the people closest to him despise and hate him. This is why the U.S. wants to send a bodyguard delegation to protect him. Russia said that they would not target him. They don't have to because millions of Ukrainians would like him dead. It is not just the Ukrainian military that is falling apart. The entire Ukraine is falling apart. Americans and Western Europeans are making the Ukrainian oligarchs rich beyond their dreams with all the weapons being sent to Ukraine. A source informed me that it is actually American NATO troops that operate HIMARS and other weapons that we send them now because they fear the Ukrainian troops will just sell them to the Russians. The American people and Western Europeans are supporting the Zionist sexually perverted Zelensky regime that is genociding the Ukrainian people, just like the Holodomor genocide in the 1930s. In Alexander Solzhenitsyn's book, Two Nations Together, he details the long history of Zionists exterminating the Ukrainian people. Some of my direct ancestors were among the 30 million victims of the Zionist Bolshevik ethnic cleansing. I have no family left in the Ukraine. Only my great-grandmother made it out alive. She watched her parents and siblings being murdered by the Zionists. She ran, she hid, and she made her way to Czechoslovakia. There are about 43 million Ukrainians left. The Zionist Zelensky regime will fight Russia to the very last Ukrainian. I cannot believe that my tax dollars are spent by the pedophile Marxist Biden regime to support a genocide of my ancestral people. Ukraine is so corrupt that they are demanding free energy from the U.S. and NATO. They should not have to pay for it, they think. but someone will pay for it on the black market. Yulia Tymoshenko, a past Ukrainian president and current member of parliament, notified the USA that they are paying for fuel that does not go to the Ukrainian people, but to the thieves in Naftogaz, who are running a massive embezzlement scheme to pocket $8 billion of U.S. taxpayers' money. CNN and Fox says nothing about this. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles and San Francisco, hundreds of thousands of Americans are homeless, while the pedophile Biden regime squanders billions of dollars to enrich Ukrainian oligarchs. Is it possible to scam a demented old man? Apparently so. So NATO is backing the Ukraine in a proxy war, is constantly at each other's throats. They have backed down on everything because Europeans do not want to be impoverished by the sanctions that the USA insists on imposing on Russia. In the beginning, Victoria Nuland went to Pakistan and engineered and paid for a no-confidence vote against Pakistan's Imran Khan to little avail since the new Pakistani government refused to sanction Russia and continued to buy oil from them. She went to India to engineer a no-confidence vote against Modi, but it did not work, okay? Meanwhile, the U.K. today announced that they are going to insure Russian ships and aircraft that are transporting stuff. They are not going to sanction them. The EU backed off on oil sanctions last week because it's killing them, okay? Already several leaders have been ousted by votes of no confidence, like Boris Johnson in the United Kingdom, Mario Draghi in Italy, and Kirill Petkov in Bulgaria. Even in France, Macron's party lost a majority in their Congress. The only European leaders to be easily reelected were the pro-Russia nations like Russia, Hungary, and Serbia. Putin is waiting on winter so that the Europeans will go out and protest and riot and bring many governments down. The EU and NATO will fall apart under the weight of sanctions they placed on Russia. The USA will have to be nuked because even if American children are starving to death and dying from hunger, American white people will never protest, riot, or burn anything down. The people that think they are the freest on earth are the most obedient sheeple on earth. Americans will hand over their extra food and hand over their firearms when the government tries to seize them. I know they say they will not, but the last 2 years have showed that they won't protest no matter how bad the indignities are or how much they are oppressed. White Americans, the majority race group in America, is so terrified of being labeled a racist or a white supremacist and being arrested by the FBI that they are frozen in fear. Supremacist nonsense. White people have given up their freedom for a little comfort. When that comfort is taken away later this year, along with the food and heat, they will grovel and kiss the boots of their sissy woke masters without a word of protest. Even Russian intelligence has come to the same conclusion. That's why they're going slow. They're going slow in Ukraine. They could, an Israeli defense analyst said, no, Russia could really realistically take Ukraine in 2 weeks. So why are they going slow? They're going slow because they're destroying our economy by doing what they're doing.
You know, Mitch, one other thing. One other thing. The amount of weapons being sent to Ukraine, I don't know what the percentage is, but I do know that the Western European countries that are sending and contributing are sending a substantial amount of weapons. Now, a lot of them are older, perhaps, but look what we're sending. We're sending a lot. And yesterday, Biden signed a lend-lease agreement with Taiwan to send them anything they need. We're being disarmed with all this giveaway. Same old lend-lease crap. And this is
because
another angle to the story.
Before they can replace these weapons they're giving to Ukraine. They're making America defenseless.
Those are the Javelin missiles, 2026
the
before they're... before yes,
It'll
before
be 2026
they're replaced.
Before they can replace those.
Yep.
The Marxist Democratic Party has done
See
enough.
See how it works, dear friends? We're literally disarming ourselves under the alleged guise of helping a people fight against a great tyrannic empire like Russia. It's a joke. We're being disarmed. Anyway, go ahead. To a substantial degree.
Okay, what I've seen confirms this. The Marxist Democratic Party has done enough divide and conquer that they have imposed a Marxist totalitarian dictatorship on America without a whimper from its subjects. That we're not citizens anymore, we're just subjects. The oppressed are living under the highly addictive opium of social media. Social media is the only environment where the sheeple vent. Turkey is more friendly with Iran and Russia than Western Europe. They're NATO allies. Why? because Turkey applied for European Union membership decades ago to be perennially turned down. But now the EU wants to admit Ukraine as a EU member, although it is at war. It is not any, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It's not in any sense a democracy, the Ukraine. It oppresses its people. The United States is falling apart also, morally, ethically, and spiritually. America is a wasteland. Everything is inverted. What is evil has been held as a value that we want to impose on the world at the tip of a bayonet, like transgenderism, other LGBT lifestyles, pedophilia, and renting spouses instead of lifelong commitments. This is the evil that Russia is fighting against. I have lived most of my life where the unassailable right to have an abortion is not questioned, even post Roe versus Wade. Yet enumerated rights in the Bill of Rights are constantly under attack by the mediocre virtue-signaling politicians who rule you, not represent you. What has the Second Amendment not been under attack? Now it is free speech, the press, and religion that are under attack. We must respect the Muslim religion, but Christianity gets nothing but disrespect. The most persecuted people in the Middle East, as a result of the wars we visited upon Iraq and Syria, were the Christians, which have been genocided into extinction, cannot get refugee status in Europe or the United States. Instead, the Muslims that raped and murdered them get refugee status without question. Yes, we heard about the plight of Yazidis in Syria and Iraq, but precisely because they were not Christians. Americans are divided between those who want individual freedom and those who want collectivist servitude. Are we going to pursue happiness, or are you going to grovel at the feet of the communists, the commune, to enrich the elites? Are you going to obey the authority, or are you going to insist on being free? The divide-and-conquer mentality of identity politics is ripping the United States apart. Can you understand that identity politics is communism and individuality is the very antithesis of communism? Don't conform. Don't obey. Do you enjoy wallowing in the fecal mud of victimhood? Are you going to be a free individual? These are decisions your children will have to make, and most Americans are going to lead their children down the wide path that leads to moral, spiritual, and physical destruction. They will obey because they are addicted to social media, which is actually a brainwashing tool of the globalist elites. Yep. There is so much wrong with our country on so many levels, but the inertia and addiction provided by social media is sleepwalking us into hell, a thermonuclear hell. The next provocation, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, will travel to Taiwan. If she does, China made very clear that there will be a strong military reaction to her visit. They made clear that this crosses the red line and they will not stand for it. They explicitly said that they would wipe Guam out. Guam is U.S. territory. This means war. The guns of August await us, just like in World War One.
The guns of August.
Announced that Pelosi is going to Taiwan no matter what. The Pentagon was asked, well, what will American do to protect the Taiwanese? It was very cool, the answer. John Kirby at the UN said, quote, we will protect Speaker Pelosi at all costs. He did not answer the question. He just said that they'll protect Pelosi. Biden has been bought by China, and China will get Taiwan back. Okay? So USA recently told Ukraine that they could use long-range missiles that we supplied them to attack Crimea and the Kerch Bridge. This is a red line set by Russia. Red lines are important. They give a nation a reason to go to war. Because we have attacked them, they have a right under international law to respond. The people that are supposed to watch out for your general warfare, as the Constitution says, are going to get you killed for the clown and a demented old pedophile. So, actually, war is, as we look around, I'm just looking at today's news. War is about to break out in Kosovo. Russia says that they will supply the weapons. They will support Kosovo just like the United States supplies Ukraine. There are 3,700 U.S. troops in Kosovo. Spain today said that it does not like what's happening, and that the prime minister said that Spain does not recognize Kosovo, that what happened to Serbia in 1991 was entirely illegal and immoral. They are distancing themselves from the USA. The UN Secretary General today said that miscalculation and misunderstanding is going to cause the extermination of humanity by nuclear war. And he is not being hyperbolic. He is just saying it as he sees it. Okay? Things are happening so fast that it is not funny. Developments went from monthly to weekly to daily to near hourly. We are in the threshold of Armageddon. Did we really vote these perverted idiots into power, or was it just a rigged election? I think it was a rigged election, and we are no longer a democracy. It's like they're Europe is backing off of everything because they can see that this is delusional and stupid what the United States insists on doing in China and in Russia. Okay, it's like Speaker Pelosi is important. We'll protect her. We'll use our military might to protect her, but. Screw the Taiwanese people. We're not going to do anything for them, I mean, that's what $30 million will buy you, okay? And they have gotten it. I mean, the pedophile Marxist Biden regime is destroying the United States, both internally and on the international stage. The rest of the world is learning to say no to the USA. They're not to the USA. They are learning to say no to the cultural Marxists that run our government, the woke people that are delusional in their thinking and stuff, that just parrot whatever they're told, okay? And what is the vehicle that they were able to do this with? It was social media. I would suggest to people right away, get off social media and start living life, okay? Because social media is open. It is luring you into your own destruction. Okay, so it's like this is a dire warning. I mean that today I watched the news changing almost hourly as new things came in that was leading to a possibility of a thermonuclear war. Today's my last day in town. I can't be in the city anymore because this city's going to get nuked. And I can't be here, I'm moving because, I believe the truth, I do not believe the lies of our government and the lies of our mainstream media. They are, like I said, sleepwalking us into our own destruction, and everybody seems to be going along. It's time to wake up, people, and see what's going on. Smell the crap that's all around you. I can see it. I go out in the daytime. It's like we, in 1981, we became a service economy, okay? But I go out to see service, and what do I see? Well, I see restaurants that don't have enough staff to open their dining room to people, okay? I see, or today I went to a restaurant, and every single person I saw in there was LGBT. Everyone. There was no straight people in that restaurant.
You went to the wrong place. Jeez.
Yeah, it's like everybody was, okay? I'm staying in a hotel tonight that I used to stay in all the time. And there's no service here at all. Nobody comes to clean the room every day. I even leave tips. Unusually, I leave tips for the cleaning ladies that come, but they haven't come. My money's still sitting here in the room after 3 days. Okay, because they just, they're cutting back on service, and they've doubled the price. Okay, so our service economy is collapsing. Okay, and people, this is our only economy. And the rest of the world doesn't want to buy our crap anymore. What crap don't they want to buy? They don't want to buy our woke belief system, our moral decadence, It's like, what is decadence? It means decay, okay? Since I was a little kid, it was a crime to be LGBT. It was a crime to commit usury. And that was usually set by the state around 10%. Interest. Now they can charge any interest they want to, and LGBT. I watched TV today, and like half the shows were LGBT. It was lesbian or gay couples with kids, and it was sort of like trying to normalize this. And then the other shows I looked at, it was all people of color. It's like, this does not look like America, what I'm seeing on TV. It doesn't look like my country at all. It's like they have allowed foreigners to invade us and overtake us. It's like while Americans are homeless on the street, all these people crossing the border, the government feeds and houses them. Are they the people that are working in the hotels to clean the rooms? No, why should they? The government is feeding them and housing them and giving them money. So, no, they're not contributing to the labor force. They're not, they ostensibly say, they'll take the jobs nobody else will take. Well, why are they going to take a job when the government will give them a house and food and everything they need, utilities and stuff? What about Americans? Does the government give us utilities and rent free and food? No, they don't give us none of this stuff. This is the great replacement. This is an effort to change. They're trying to make the United States into a model world, okay, of diversity and inclusion and equity. And we can see it destroying our commerce and everything. It's like to be promoted in the military or to be promoted in even a private job, the most important factor is what your race is, what your ethnicity is, what your gender is, what your sexual preference is. That's more important than being able to do the job, and they have a word for it. The woke people call giving people jobs that can do the job is called ableism, and it's evil and bad, okay? So it's good to give people jobs that cannot do the jobs and that underperform. Okay. Do we wonder why our society is falling apart? Why our institutions are falling apart? Well, we hire people without regard to competence to do the job. Now I'm not saying that people of color cannot do the job. They can do the job, but what should be the requirement is the ability to do the job, not the fact that they're a person of color. Okay. So, this is what equity is. It is not equality. It is not just. It is not fair. Okay? It is un-American. Okay? So, I don't know. This is my
rant. Un-American is being very kind. It's worse than that. This is just bad.
Oh, yes, it is. It's detrimental to us.
Yes.
It's our own government has become our worst enemy,
Yes, yes, yes. I know. It's not our own government. It's their government. It's not our government. We got to remember that.
I don't believe we elected these people.
No.
I don't think we elected any of them. I think it was a rigged game.
Oh, I think it has been for some time. Ever since removed the one man who could have made a change, John Kennedy. Come on. It's all been rigged. All of it. Anything of any importance, significance, substance, control, power is all manipulated. All of it. It's very unfortunate, but that's the situation.
That after John Kennedy was assassinated in 1964, we started having the Hart-Sellers Act, which made it like, you can't let white people immigrate to America. You can let a few, but You have to let people from Asia, Africa, and Latin America immigrate here, but not white people. It was a white replacement act, the Great Replacement Act, is what they should have called it. That's the true name of it.
Yes, indeed. Mitch, great to have you back. Thank you for the analysis. Things could happen anytime.
You're very welcome.
Big things could happen anytime. All right. Talk soon. Next week at the least.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Mitchell Henderson. And there it is. Okay. Much happening out there. We will be back in 21 hours. Talk to you then. Take care.